Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Christina Butts of the NCBA joining us after this.
There's only one Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin injectable. It's called Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin injectable. Made by Bayer and relied upon by veterinarians and producers since 1998. Other drugs may try to say they're the same, but Baytril 100 is the only enrofloxacin FDA approved for bovine respiratory disease control in high-risk cattle. It's also the only enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment of BRD. Your livelihood is important to Bayer, and we're proud to manufacture Baytril 100 to our high standard of quality. When you're facing BRD, reach for the brand you've trusted. Baytril 100. For complete product information, contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com. Prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day slaughter withdrawal in cattle is required.
We're in limbo when it comes to the 2013 Farm Bill, still waiting on the House to name their conferees for a House-Senate Farm Bill conference somewhere in the near future, is the assumption. One thing that's a part of both the House and the Senate Farm Bill proposals, livestock disaster assistance, something that's needed very badly in places like South Dakota. Just this week, of course, a huge blizzard sweeping in and killing probably 50, 60, 70,000 head of cattle in the state of South Dakota. Christina Butts with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. headquarters says that disaster assistance badly needed because the old bill has already run out.
Well, you're right. In the 2008 Farm Bill, even though that was a five-year Farm Bill, the disaster programs were only authorized for four of those 5 years. So not only those producers that are right now trying to figure out what to do in terms of the blizzard situation that they were faced with, but our producers that have been prolonged with a long drought for the last 3 to 4 years, producers that have had wildfires, floods, all these natural disasters that would be able to provide a safety net for them if we had a Farm Bill. So the one thing that NCBA continues to talk about and continue to support even today and this week on Capitol Hill is that we need to get a five-year Farm Bill done. Even though the government is shut down, we're still pressing those conversations on Capitol Hill. We're hearing that the House should be appointing their conferees this week, so that actually could start moving the Farm Bill conversation in a positive direction for America's cattle farmers and ranchers.
Of course, front and center right now in our nation's capital, taking attention away from things like the Farm Bill, the federal government shutdown, slowdown. We're into our second week now, and it has an impact on all segments of agriculture, no doubt about that, including the U.S. beef cattle industry.
You know, the shutdown has been pretty unique. Obviously, it's the first shutdown in many years, and most of us are new to the shutdown experience here in D.C., and you're absolutely right. A lot of the agencies are completely shut down, which means a lot of the farm service agencies throughout the country. But the one great thing is that with the mandate that Congress gave to the Department of Agriculture to ensure that we always have FSIS, the Food Safety Inspection Service inspectors, in our livestock plants and our beef plants to make sure that they're up and running, those folks are still on the job. So that is a positive, even though we are still in the second week of a shutdown, that we do have inspectors in our plants, which mean that we're able to process our cattle and the beef products, and that has not been halted. So a few other little issues have come and gone, just trying to get some clarification on. It does look like conversations continue, but it's uncertain at this point if there's going to be an end in sight anytime this week or if that might spill over to later in October. So we're going to keep being on Capitol Hill. A lot of offices are furloughing employees, and employees are only there part-time, but we continue to have meetings and conversations on the Farm Bill front and just trying to figure out a path forward on the Farm Bill.
Executive Director for Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Christina Butts, visiting with us. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's another superior chance to buy some great cattle this Friday, October 11th, Superior Video Livestock Auction, with 20,000 head of cattle selling, including about 4,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, 7,300 weaned calves, and 3,500 calves on cows. This Friday, 8 a.m. Central Time is the start. Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Channel 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. For more information, call Superior, 800-422-2117, Superior Video Livestock. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.